everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I'm talking to Emma, who's one of my colleagues. Well, actually, she's my boss at Auroral Action Derbyshire. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Emily.
Good. Pleased to hear it. It's always nice when you're in a good mood. So we are talking today about rural poverty and the effects that that will have on a relationship. It's not an excuse, but it could be a reason why domestic abuse happens. So you've recently been to a conference on fuel poverty, haven't you?
I have, yes. It was 2 days and we're year two of a fuel crisis, an energy crisis, and how we, the support agencies, are dealing with it and what the impacts are being on households.
So with this cost of living crisis and the impacts that's having on fuel costs and just life in general, what impacts are you seeing on rural households?
Well, rural households are already disadvantaged when it comes to the cost of living because it costs more to live in a rural area. Housing is often higher, wages are often lower, and there's less services in the local area. So people generally need a car to get about or waiting around for buses. So it is more expensive. There's less choice of where to buy your food and things like that. So rural households are already starting from a disadvantage. And I think what I'm seeing anecdotally is that people are struggling, really struggling. People that didn't think they would ever be struggling. They've got jobs, but they're not bringing in enough money to cover the bills. And men, in my experience generally, feel that they are the breadwinner and that it's their role within the household to bring in enough money to feed the family, keep the family warm, and to have a life as a family. And it's having a life as a family that's dropping off. There's not enough money to buy Christmas presents or birthday presents. People aren't taking their children to another child's party because they can't afford to buy the gift that they've got to take to attend the party.
Yeah.
So these just day-to-day worries, the children that don't understand why they can't go to a party, why they can't have what they want for their birthday or Christmas presents, and the parents are feeling the brunt of that. And I think the men do tend to take that responsibility to carry that burden themselves.
Yeah. Like you say, it is hard when both me and my husband are working. We've got three kids and we just had a birthday party at the weekend straight after one of our children's own birthdays. And it is hard. It is hard to pay for everything. So can you see an end to fuel poverty anytime soon?
Sadly, no. And the conference that I went to, it was a bit depressing. To be honest, there is hope that things are going to improve, but it's just immediately this winter, it's going to be hard. And again, with the emphasis on rural and rural properties, they are often not new homes.
No.
So they're poorly insulated, they're solid wall constructions, they're very hard to insulate, and generally, they can be damp, and quite often people are off the mains gas grid, so they're having to rely on heating oil or solid fuel, and it's just more than they can really manage.
And here at Rural Action Derbyshire, for those of you that don't know, the Willow Project is part of Rural Action Derbyshire and one of the many projects that we deliver. At Rural Action Derbyshire, we do have a number of different projects that help people who live rurally, don't we? We do have a hardship fund and an oil buying scheme, amongst other things that can help people.
Yes, well, the main aim for Rural Action Derbyshire is to address rural disadvantage. And as I said earlier, we are already at a disadvantage from a cost of living point of view and access to services. So we have the Rural Hardship Fund, which helps rural people specifically if something happens to their fridge or their freezer or their washing machine or their cooker or their car, they break down and it's a significant cost, which they people don't have that sort of spare money knocking around at the moment. So they can be referred into us by an agency, and if they qualify, then we can help them out.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you. It's just a short podcast today to let people know about some of the other things we do here at Rural Action Derbyshire. But thank you so much for talking to me today. And it's a joy to have you back in the office after your conference.
Thanks, Emily.
Bye.
Bye-bye.